Selena Quintanilla Perez was a Grammy-winning international pop singer who performed in the 1980s and 90s. She was shot and killed 2 weeks before her 24th birthday, but the Texas musician's legacy has lived on through various media, including a biographical film starring Jennifer Lopez, a Netflix series, and now a photographic exhibition called Selena Forever, Siempre Selena, that debuts Saturday at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. To learn more about the show, I'm joined now by Associate Curator of Contemporary Art, Alejo Benedetti. Alejo, thank you for taking the time.
This exhibit was originally organized for the McNay Art Museum in San Antonio. So how did Crystal Bridges end up partnering with them to bring it to Arkansas?
Oftentimes when a museum organizes an exhibition, they will sort of put feelers out and say, hey, if we organize this exhibition, are folks interested? And it came across our inbox and Selena is an icon. And so, of course we were very excited to initially learn more and then to think about how it could live at the museum and timing worked out. And so we were able to bring it here.
The exhibition features a series of photos of the singer. How many are on display and when were they taken?
So it actually features two different series. So there's a photo shoot in 1992 when Selena was 21. She was certainly some folks knew her, obviously, but she did not have the sort of clout that she had 2 years later in the 1994 photo shoot. But with the 92 photo shoot, we have six photos from that one. We can go into the details, but it's six photos from that and then three from the 1994 photo shoot as well. And so the first one was for Moss Magazine, which is no longer around. And then the second was for Texas Monthly.
In both of those photo shoots, do I understand correctly that John Dyer was the photographer in both instances?
Yes. So John Dyer, who has been San Antonio based for a very long time. So yeah.
And the photos, are they all large scale? Are they a mix of some big, some small?
Seven of them are 5 by 5, 5 feet by 5 feet. So massive. Two of them are smaller. They're just under 2 by 2.
Are they familiar photos or are they perhaps more rare photos that maybe the public hasn't seen before?
All of the photos were used for those two magazine photo shoots. And so they're certainly out in the public. And so they will seem familiar. Some of the photos will seem familiar. Others will seem a little bit different. What's kind of cool, part of what I love about the show is that you see moments where it is Selena as the star, like Selena like performing. It's like the whole presence that she would bring on stage, right? But then you also have these moments where it's like, oh, she's being a little goofy right there. And it's like the hat is kind of funny, like she's posing in sort of a funny way. And so I think you get like Selena the star and Selena the person as you walk through the show. So I don't know if that totally answers your question.
Oh no, absolutely. Because I was curious sort of because I haven't seen it yet, obviously, but the story that you're trying to tell, because when you have this iconic figure that likely has tons of photographs of them, what is the process of, going in and trying to pick out, in this instance, 9 photos just for this exhibition?
I think that's the challenge, right? The good thing is that, again, for many, Selena is going to be a known entity. She is this star and this people or this person that, even if folks aren't huge fans, they may have some sense of who she was. And I think what's exciting is when you look at the photos that were from the photo shoot from the two photo shoots that John Dyer took, you you get more than just the sort of stage presence. And I think that is the challenge, is you're selecting, okay, what are those 9 photos? Like, you want to have a little bit of the big stage presence, but you also want to get, you know, some of what you may not get just from like all the sort of press photos that you always see, that all the images that get reproduced of her. And so I think what worked out really nicely and you know, at the McKnight was 5 photos. We were able to add an additional 4 photos just because our space is a little bit different. And so I worked with John, and we went sort of back and forth on which ones, which additional 4 photos we would pick. And yeah, I think that's the challenge. You find you know, the sort of icon, and then also the moments where it seems like you're getting something something extra, right?
I love that you got to work with John and kind of add to this and make it unique for Crystal Bridges' visit. What was it like being able to talk with him and go through some of these photos, considering he's someone that knew her?
It is very cool. It's always humbling to talk to artists. And I think that, you know, John was very candid about the fact that in 1991, like, or sorry, in 92, he was asked to do this photo shoot, and he didn't know who Selena was. He was like, I didn't know. And he said, like, this young woman shows up like in a red hatchback, like packed to the brim with clothes, and you know, she opens it up and like it's all these different costumes, and you know, it was a whole day of shooting, and he got to know her in that day, and then again seeing her 2 years later, and it was, you know, she was definitely more emerged at that point, had won a Grammy, all these things, and she had just come off 2 days of shooting Coca-Cola ads, and so she's, I mean, shows up, the whole sort of feel of that photo shoot was very different, and so that was the conversation that he and I had about okay, like what was that like, and it's fascinating, because I think also I mean he had great reverence for has great reverence for her, but I also think that he's also candid about the fact that, like, you know, he met her twice, right? And so I think that it was a very interesting conversation to have with him, and also something that I should say that October 21st, John is going to be here and give and do a talk, so other folks will be able to hear him speak about that, about what that was like as well.
Obviously, Selena is known as a singer, so will her music be incorporated into the exhibition at all?
Yes. So there's a playlist that we'll be playing, and folks will be sort of beckoning folks into the exhibition, I think. So it's going to be when you first walk into our permanent collection galleries, you see We the People, and then right around that corner, there's a little gallery. And that is where it will be. Right as you come around that corner, you will have a fierce pose of Selena right there, pulling you in, and then in that space you will hear the music, you'll see the photos, you will also see there's a sort of red curtain, and folks will be able to recreate their own Selena photo, because a few of the photos from that first photo shoot are against this it's a checker floor, it's a red curtain, it's high drama, and we have replicated that in the space, so folks can do that themselves. But yes, there will definitely be music in there, and it will be fun all the time.
That is super exciting. How fun to create that whole atmosphere. Did you know much about Selena prior to doing this exhibition, or did you kind of get a crash course working on this?
I grew up in Texas in the 90s. I think it's impossible not to be at least somewhat of a Selena fan, right? And so, so yes, I did know about Selena, and I think that I have certainly learned more about Selena in doing this exhibition. I would say in terms of like my like the scale of my fan meter, like I am I'm a fan. I don't have like a purple jumpsuit in my closet. If that gives you a sense.
We can get you one.
Right. Maybe I just need one. Yeah.
So yeah, what was your relationship growing up in that time in Texas in a space where she just did become so huge? Because I didn't grow up in Texas, but by all accounts, it was just this phenomenon.
Yeah. I mean, definitely heard Selena on the radio for sure. And and then I think also the next big bump was in 97 when J-Lo played Selena in the biopic. And and I feel like it was just all always around there. I do have a memory of like going down to Corpus and like seeing the memorial that is there. And so yeah, it's I think certainly for some folks like Selena would have played a much larger role, but I again think that growing up in Texas in the 90s, like I mean her presence was felt, and then I think even now this is actually part of what's so cool about a show like this. You think about Selena, you think about the fact that it's been 26 years since she was murdered. Her impact is still there. I mean, it's like when you see people with like the bright red lipstick, or you see, or you hear like crossover albums, or you hear someone like Selena Gomez, who counts Selena as as an influence, or Beyonce or J-Lo, obviously all of these different performers now, I mean that impact is still there, and so I think that that's part of what's so cool.
So Selena Forever, Siempre Selena, will be on view at Crystal Bridges through January 10th of 2022. Alejo, thank you as always. Looking forward to the new exhibit.
Great. Thank you so much.